Are there new trends in digitization evolving in the travel and hospitality industry right now? And if so, what exactly are those trends? Let's ask Leah Jordan.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Leah Jordan. I'm co-founder at Tech Talk Travel, the neutral knowledge platform for hotel and travel technology. And to answer your question, yes, I do think so. But at the same time, I wish it would have been something other than a pandemic that serves as a catalyst here for this rapid digitization of, I mean, the society overall, right? And looking at the travel and hospitality industry, yes, it's no doubt that they have been facing significant trends within the area of digitization and technology adoption. And now these trends are clearly accelerated by the pandemic. So customers are simply becoming more and more digital savvy, right? And they expect in their travel experiences at least the same or even better technology experience as they do in their own homes and other areas of life. So to me, it's obvious a driving and primary force for technology adoption and digitization is the customer. And looking at operational technology, I'm speaking also of the internal customer, meaning your teams and employees that are driving this need for this transformation. And what we're seeing is a shift towards a digital and more personalized guest journey. Travelers want control over their journey, but at the same time, they want to feel special and recognized. Guest recognition is an important factor here, and that requires actionable and structured data, ideally aggregated in a single guest profile. So data usage and maximization, how to collect and exchange data, how to leverage that data in a secure but yet meaningful way that enables, well, a highly personalized guest experience in the end, right? And that will be facilitated by open APIs and open interfaces, integrations among all these systems across the entire guest journey, customer relationship management, CRM software and solutions, and customer data platforms, middleware, will play a major role here. And if we look at the overall ecosystem, and that is true for any other industry as well, not only travel-related, is the trend of the shift to open cloud-based technologies away from proprietary legacy-based systems that are typically closed and difficult to integrate with, right? So probably many hotels will not longer rely on proprietary technologies, but rather compile their individual and best-of-breed technology stack by just combining various standalone solutions for the best overall outcome. And, well, I mean, that has been a strong and powerful trend already pre-COVID-19, just due to the ongoing consolidation of the hotel market, right, with all these mergers and acquisitions, but also just so many companies having such a strong expansion and just growth. So the need to combine many existing properties into one centralized group, as well as the need to simply scale and just grow and add numerous properties to your existing system and integrate them. Instant and real-time information, that's crucial and not really optional anymore. Giving travelers access to real-time information 24/7 will be very important in terms of building consumer confidence and trust to travel again during these times of uncertainty. And that will be facilitated strongly by conversational and messaging technologies, such as chatbots and live chats and messenger solutions that again will leverage artificial intelligence, AI and machine learning. And another trend is the one of contactless technology. And that is, again, across the entire customer journey, right? And here we look at solutions like mobile or self-check-in, the adoption of QR codes in restaurants and other departments, the implementation of self-order systems and digital and mobile payment solutions. And by the way, I do believe that digital and mobile payment is not optional anymore. This is simply a basic requirement by now. And should be available basically at any point of sale, right? So, I mean, in terms of contactless technology, there's so many examples I could list here. Another trend I'm seeing is automatization that has been strong prior to the crisis, but has been strongly accelerated by the crisis, obviously. And well, to successfully automate, businesses have to look at their existing processes, and most likely they have to adjust and redesign those. And well, new processes or adjusted and redesigned processes will lead to entirely new ways of working, and then again will require upskilling and retraining education of teams. So, well, I'm very passionate about this, as you can hear, and thank you for listening to my two cents, and make sure to connect with me so we can continue the conversation about this. I would love to. Thank you.